Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. We are broadcasting live today, so you can call in if you like. I will be doing readings and having conversations with you. I like having conversations, especially when there's so much going on in the world. It's interesting to look at things in the cards. If you're new to the radio show, this radio show revolves around the regular deck of playing cards and the Mystic Oracle that reveals the power of that deck as an ancient book of time. The card deck was originally a calendar, and according to our birthdays, we have a destiny, and each day has intention, each day has meaning, and the day of our birth determines a life path that's revealed in this oracle. That life path has 13 direct cards, not necessarily of the same suit, and those cards in that life path define cycles of time that we go through from birth to death. In this ancient book of time, all things that happen on the physical plane within the dimension of time are revealed personally and in the bigger picture. And you can look down to the day. You can look down to the minute if you like. I usually look down to the day when I'm getting detailed about things. And everything shows up. People coming and going in our lives. Babies being conceived and born, jobs starting, ending, people dying, conflicts between personalities, which always have a higher aspect to them, which is the learning that's present in those conflicts and the potential that comes with those learnings. So our little deck of not-so-regular playing cards is a mystical, magical book of time and ancient wisdom. And that is what this radio show is based on. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and look up your card if you don't know what it is. If you go up to the nav bar and click on the cards, you can read about the four personal significators that I think are very important. You can sign up for the card of the day on my website, and you'll get the card of the day sent to you for free every day. I will read today's card because today, 9/11, is the day of the King of Clubs. The King of Clubs rules this day. And this is a brilliant King of Clubs day. They're all brilliant. They each have their own particular brand of brilliance, depending on which month it is, which day, and the astrological sign that the card falls under. This is a day of the mastermind. And when I wrote this, I said for good or evil. I have this in my book, Cards of Destiny, and I have it on the card of the day. And my condolences to all the people that lost loved ones on 9/11. And it's a powerful day today. And as we all know, power can be used in any direction. And on this day, anything can be accomplished. Absolutely anything can be attained today. This day is filled with tremendous mental power for all of us to draw upon. And the club suit rules the mind and the mental realm. And anything having to do with mental expression, communication, creativity is going to live in this domain. So today the power of the mind is unrivaled and it's filled with brilliance. So creative ventures of all types are supported. So if you have a project or an idea, a dream, anything, you want to take some sort of action. You know, the diamond suits teach us that once we have the idea from the clubs, the diamonds need to move with the action. The diamond energy is there to inspire us to that. The diamond suit integrates heaven and earth and, you know, the realms of spirit and matter. So first we have the dream and then we take the step. And that's how things come to be, right? So this day is also a day when loss can occur. And if that happens, it's important to take shelter in our stillness. Because the other side of this particular energetic influence suggests that paying close attention to our intuitive input will guide us in the best direction. The club realm, you know, the mental realm, is also the home of intuition. And the opportunity for the club suit and the realm of the mind is to integrate the intuition with the logic, because those are two different realms of the mind. And the way that happens is by accessing the feeling body. That's what anchors us into our intuition. And for people born in the club suit, this can be a little bit of a challenge, because their source of reference is their mind, and thoughts are real to anyone who is governed by the club suit. Now, for those of you who have never listened to my radio show before or don't know anything about this system, it's really worthwhile to explore and discover what's hidden in the card deck, because this approach is scientific and mathematical. You know, when I do readings for people, I don't lay the cards out like in fortune telling. I'm actually reading plates, charts, spreads of the cards that are a matrix of time. The card deck is, you know, it reveals the matrix of time. And once we can learn to read how that is, which is a very easy process, by the way, we can actually gain a different perspective that is beyond that fourth dimension, which is time. I want to invite you, to look at, on my website, I put a chart up on that same page that's titled The Cards. Under the personal significators, I put a chart up. So when we read the system, we read those kinds of charts, and there's one for each year from birth on. And within that framework, there are cycles of time of 52 days. There are daily cards, and then there are 3-month cycles and 28-day cycles. There are all sorts of cycles. So I got an email from someone asking me to talk about Sarah Palin and John McCain. This person said there's something about her I immediately disliked as soon as I laid eyes on her, and I'm really fascinated by the Nine of Clubs as far as the New Orleans, my own personal life. Oh, she's been on my blog, and I have wrote about the hurricanes that were just and are happening, and then I wrote about Palin and McCain. And it's very interesting because Sarah Palin is an ace of spades by her birthday. She's an ace of spades, nine of spades. Spades are very determined. The ace of spades could very well be the most determined card in the deck, just because It embodies the energy of all four aces. This card has a very, it moves like a nuclear torpedo, and it can also be very stealth because of that spade energy. And she's 44, which is a profound time in the cards. It's a time of reconciliation with your soul, actually. It's like time to recapitulate what's gone on so far since birth. And her particular spread for age 44 is the entire spade suit because she's the ace of spades. So when McCain invited her to be the vice president candidate, she was being governed by the five of spades, which would indicate a change in her life and a change in her work. And so the 52-day cycle she was in when that happened was governed by this card, which brings change, big change. Now, the card that was supporting that was the Queen of Hearts sitting in the Nine of Clubs house. So this could appear to be a grand embrace by the people, but underlying could be some things not going like you think they might go. Okay? So then, on, let's see, just, what day is this? The 11th. So on the 7th, she went into her Saturn cycle, her 52-day Saturn cycle. And Saturn brings our karma to us. She's got the Six of Spades in Saturn. And this card is going to say, you need to take responsibility for past actions. So all of this, whatever she hasn't been responsible, wherever her dues needs to be paid, in this 52-day cycle that she started day before yesterday, this stuff is going to come. And the card that's supporting this is a 555 influence, which means there's going to be a lot of change in relationships. I mean, I got a funny feeling when he first chose her that this wasn't going to last. And I wrote on her blog, you know, when he enlisted her, enrolled her as his running mate, he was in Neptune. He wasn't just in Neptune once. He was in Neptune in his 52-day cycle, his 3-month cycle, his 28-day cycle, all of his cycles, he was in Neptune. And, you know, multiply. That's not a word. Multiple times. I was trying to condense that there. So making any kind of important decision when we're in Neptune is not a good idea because Neptune rules illusion. So things that look like fantastic are. They're fantastical. They're fantasy. They're delusional a lot of the time. And we can think, oh my God, this is the perfect situation. And then after we have our birthday, it comes and bites us in the fanny and turns into a nightmare. I mean, literally turns into a nightmare. Most of the time. I haven't seen it when it hasn't yet, so I'm, you know, ready to be proved otherwise. I'm ready to have that proven to me otherwise. However, things are starting to bubble, and especially in the last couple of days. And interestingly enough, they've been going very easy on her. You know, let's not blast her off the planet yet, but let's dig. And the last couple of days, all these articles are showing up on the internet from reliable sources of information and people that aren't biased, but people that would like to see the country run with intelligence and integrity. And that's 2 days ago is when she entered the Saturn cycle. Our 52-day Saturn cycle for each one of us each year can be testy. It's a time when we get called to the table. We get called to task. We get called to be responsible. If we have things that are undone, they come into our face and go, hello, I'm here. Are you going to deal with me? Take responsibility. She's got the toughest card you can have in Saturn. The Six of Spades or the Nine of Spades are the two toughest cards you can have in Saturn. The Seven is too. That can be more in having to do with health or serious obstacles with work. The Nine of Spades deals with endings and loss and health and work and, you know, sometimes death. But the Six is karma. It's like, okay, you have to clean up your act. And you can only get away with things that are out of integrity for so long. So if she has anything like that going on, I'm telling you, for the next 52 days, she's going to get raked over the coals. And I don't know if she's ready for that. I mean, I personally think she's not. And, you know, and John McCain, having made this choice when he was in Neptune, you know, last week on my radio show, or a week before last, when I looked at his cards, I said, wow, this was the day before his birthday I did this. When I looked at his cards for 72, it was like, geez, you know, he's got the King of Diamonds sitting in his house and the Ace of Hearts. I mean, he's got a lot of potential for this to take off, but, you know, when I look at the spreads off his cards, it could be a different story altogether. So I'm going to take a peek at his 3-month cycle that he entered on his birthday on August 31st and see what I, you know, what's going on there, because I like to look at the 3-month cycle and see what's happening. See, that's another thing where I saw tremendous power for him showing up. I want to tell you something. You know, there's a way in the cards where, you know, a lot of you that listen, I know, work with the cards and are students of the cards and are familiar with the cards. And there's a way to look at relationships for those of you that don't know, and that's what my new book is about. And going to be here at the beginning of December. I'm really excited. I just got a call from the publisher a few minutes ago. And I'll actually have some in November, but you can put the two cards together and determine the card that governs the relationship itself. And John McCain and Sarah Palin together are the Jack of Spades. Now, on the high side of that card, we have the spiritual initiate. And, you know, on the mundane level, it's a very powerful card of initiation and brilliance and creativity. The unconscious or shadow side of the Jack of Spades is deception. It's the card of the thief and the liar. And this card can really, you know, can rip you off and make you think you got a deal. So that's the influence governing that relationship. The main influence governing Obama and Biden, almost called him O'Biden, is the Nine of Spades, which is another card of initiation, and often seen as a death card. So this is a card that can bring about endings, and, you know, on the high side, this would be a complete restructuring of the government if they were in office. That's what would go on there. Now, I heard Biden say, and I know he was honoring Hillary Clinton, he said that he felt that, you know, Hillary Clinton may have been the better choice. So just out of curiosity, I put Hillary Clinton together with Obama, and, excuse me, that relationship is the Five of Spades, which is the card of the change agent. So this relationship together, the two of them, would have created the most profound change. Probably that our government has ever seen. However, for some reason, that wasn't a choice. I thought it would have been a good one. And I also felt that it would have been a greater statement of true listening, since half that party was for her and half was for him. Ah, the ego. We all get stuck somewhere. It's part of the human condition. So if you have any questions or comments, I always try to avoid politics, but I can't seem to stay away from it because people send in questions, and I'm curious. You know, I'm pretty clear about what I'd like to see happen, and at the same time, there's a part of me that's observing all of this unfolding. So let me, if you want to send me an email, you can send me an email to starofthemagi, M-A-G-I, at earthlink.net, and or you can call in on the number on your screen if you'd like a personal reading. I'll do a little reading for you. If you call in, I need the month and day of your birthday, and if you want me to look at a relationship, then I need the month and day of both those people. If you want me to look at something that's going on in time for you right now, then I need your present age. In the cards, in a year, we have 7 52-day cycles. And those cycles, each one represents a different aspect of our life, and each one is governed by a planetary influence. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. And each of those cycles, all of the cards for our yearly spread and the smaller cycles and the larger cycles are there on an ongoing basis, I mean all year long, and at the same time, you know, whichever cycle is prominent at the moment, those cards are most influential. I think I have a caller on the line.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Jim. Your show is very interesting.
Hi, Jim. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Chicago.
Chicago.
Yes.
Thank you. Is this the first time you've listened?
It is.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. But I've seen the I've heard of the cards and the system, and I just got the chance to tune in today.
So, do you know your card?
I don't.
Hmm.
No, I don't know anything, really.
What's your birthday?
April 25th.
April 25th.
Yes.
which I think is the Nine of Diamonds. I mean clubs, sorry.
Oh, Nine of Clubs.
Yes, it is. This is the card of universal knowledge, universal consciousness.
Well, it seems that's what my task is.
It is, and it's a
paying
good one to pay attention to, because otherwise you get yourself in trouble.
Could you repeat that?
I said, it's a good one to pay attention to, because otherwise you get yourself in trouble.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you... So what is your age presently?
56.
Oh, this is so exciting. This is, you know, destined here, let me tell you. When you turn 56 on your birthday,
yes,
you went into a new 56-year cycle.
Uh-huh.
And you also went into a new 7-year cycle. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's my handset. I'm okay, though.
Okay.
I sort of felt that.
I bet. I mean,
yeah.
It's a huge shift that we go through at age 56.
Uh-huh.
Because you get the new 56, new 28-year cycle, new 7-year cycle, new 4-year cycle, and, of course, every year on our birthday we get a new yearly cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you had, when you turned 56 in your 7-year cycle, the Five of Hearts came to sit in your house, which can bring a lot of restless energy and a feeling of a desire for things to be different, for things to change.
Sure.
You also have the Ace of Diamonds, which is going to tap you into the visionary part of yourself.
Uh-huh. When it comes to visionary, it feels as if, well, let's call it when I pray or meditate.
Uh-huh.
It feels as if, when I'm really tuned in, I feel very unified. And maybe that's common, but, you know.
Well, it's important for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your nature has a lot of sensual energy in it.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of drive.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can tell you this year, age 56, governed by the planet Mercury,
mm-hmm.
which means it's like springtime in a way.
Yes.
A lot of newness wants to be birthed. And your cards indicate, again, I'm not laying cards out. I'm looking at things that are set in stone, and literally they probably were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are cards that say, maybe it's time to bring some balance and harmony into a relationship with family or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
This would be your responsibility.
Yeah.
And the responsibility is to take it to the higher realms of
sure.
understanding and compassion.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a bit of a clue there.
You what?
I noticed that is on my list of things to do.
Yeah, you might want to move it to the top.
Okay.
According to the cards, it is the priority.
Really?
And
okay.
It's going to, actually what's going to happen when you take responsibility for this,
yes.
it's going to open some portals into other things happening
uh-huh.
but that are right now being held back because this needs to be the first order of business.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Pretty sure.
I know you do know what it is.
I think I know.
Yeah, you know.
Because the way you describe it, you know, there's been an estrangement, so you would think, oh, well, you know, it's over.
But no, there's something undone there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, you know, you get to... Do you know if you give me this person's month and day of birthday, I can be more specific.
Would it be April 8th?
My birthday.
yes.
April 8th. Yes, it would. This is a past event that created probably a pretty big change.
Yeah.
And it probably affected a lot of people. Or more than just the two of you. It had a ripple effect, let me put it that way.
Well, I didn't think it was all... I did not see it as being... I actually thought that I was unimportant in the whole thing.
Well, that would... You know, your nature... Yeah, well, I don't know. Not according to what I'm seeing. Now, there is a danger of you not being able to see this person for who they really are right now.
Okay.
So you need to maybe look beyond that.
Sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, your intuition is very important at this time, and there's a lot of new learning happening with you this year relative to you tapping in to your intuitive intelligence in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then, and this is a big deal, because your intuition's like coming to get you.
Okay.
And I mean that in a positive way. It sounds like the big bad wolf is, you know, coming out of the closet. But your intuition is actually seeking you out. It wants to emerge in a more profound way.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be really careful. You know, the Nine of Clubs, your birth card, its challenge is choosing to identify with victim consciousness.
Okay, sure.
And that is your downfall. If that's happening in your mind, you need to stop immediately and meditate and realize that the opportunity is actually to become the initiator in your life and the one who...
drives the
chooses,
positive.
Chooses, yes. You get in the driver's seat instead
mm-hmm.
of the trunk.
Yeah. Sure.
You know.
That's been a habit, sure. You know, and I never knew what it was. I always thought that it was shortcomings on my part, made me consequently become.
No, it's not shortcomings. It's your learning in this lifetime.
I see.
So it's really... Those moments are opportunities that are disguised.
Okay.
So when you embrace them and, you know, take yourself out of the trunk and put yourself in the driver's seat, then everything shifts. And
uh-huh.
the secret to doing that is letting go.
Okay.
Letting go of the thoughts, the concepts, the beliefs that don't serve you. And...
Uh-huh.
allowing yourself, choosing to step into a higher consciousness and awareness.
Uh-huh.
It's the learning of the Nine of Clubs, because childhood often is not easy for that card.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of patterns can get set up during that time that make you feel like you were a victim of circumstance. And indeed,
yeah.
that may have been true.
Mm-hmm.
However, at this point in your life, it's time to get with the crown, you know.
Sure.
It's like you have the power to become the king. And the 13-year cycle that you're in, that you went into when you turned 52,
mm-hmm.
no, 39 actually, was ruled by the King of Diamonds, 1,
yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like that was a time when, you know, you could, any time from then on, you could assume the crown, even before then, because you had the King of Hearts.
Uh-huh.
It's really about letting go of the past
yeah.
and stepping into a place of empowerment.
Mm-hmm. So it feels as if I missed something there from the age of 39 up to 54, huh?
Well, I don't know that you missed something. I mean, these cards are here for your entire lifetime.
Yes.
So, you know, and you know, you have the opportunity to be, wear the crown of your suit, which is the club suit, and that would be the King of Clubs. And interestingly, today is the King of Clubs Day.
How about that?
How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
So, you know, you might want to get, you know, jiggy with the King of Clubs. Just find out who that card is and what that power is. If you go on my website, did you go on my website yet?
Not yet.
Go on my website, and on the front page,
yeah,
you'll see where it says on the right side, what's your card, in front of a large spade symbol.
Yeah.
And you can click on there. Then you'll come to a calendar. Click on the Nine of Clubs to read yourself, but also click on a King of Clubs to read about the King of Clubs. You can also order my book, Cards of Destiny, because it's more in-depth description of the cards. But you can read about that card. It's a powerful, powerful card. If you look at a regular deck of playing cards, the King of Clubs is holding in his hand the world. The Buddha said, you know, we are mind and matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, the club, King of Clubs, rules the realm of the mind. And your spirit card is the Queen of Hearts. You need to read about her, too. Are you writing this down?
Yes.
Okay. And then your soul card is, what's your soul card? Is the Six of Diamonds, and your planetary ruling card is the King of Hearts. So on the page on my website that says the cards, you could read what all those things mean.
Okay.
And then you can read about the cards. The reason I do this is because this system is profound in revealing to us who we are.
Uh-huh.
And where we are in time and what our lives are about, and you know, it's helpful to have a deeper understanding of ourselves and other people, so that instead of judging one another and judging ourselves, we can use that understanding to blossom into who it is we're really here to be, because together we create this incredible tapestry. And when we can see, you know, sometimes when I'm watching people, I feel like Alice in Wonderland. Everybody's a card, you know, with the head and arms and legs. And it's quite fun.
Uh-huh.
And it's profound. It's absolutely profound. So this time for you right now, let me just look quickly at which 52-day cycle you're in. You are in Mars. You've been there since August 7th, and then you go into your next 52-day cycle with Jupiter on the 928. But let's just look at Mars, 1, 2, 3. So this is interesting because your Mars card right now is actually your planetary ruling card, the King of Hearts.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the things this tells me is that, first of all, men are ruled by their Mars card. They express their birth card through their Mars card, and this is a time when you're coming together through yourself again, the influence of, you know, bringing your relationships into right order is profound right now, and you taking action to do that and making adjustments in your communication and your expression is really important right now as well.
I feel that that might be a new thing for me.
Yes, and I would pay attention to it, because on the 28th, when you go into this next cycle, your relationship with yourself is going to expand in a really big way. It's like this year you're stepping into a new relationship with yourself of sorts, and possibly someone else as well. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Well, that could be on the horizon too. You want to get the one with yourself
priority
in order first, so that, you know, that person can see you in the mist.
Yes. Well, I thank you for all the information.
You're very welcome.
And you're right, it is profound.
Yes, this is just like a hair on a very large head with a mane.
Uh-huh.
The information I'm giving you is a tiny little fraction of what's actually here. So.
They're good way showers, these pieces that I've just gotten.
I'm glad. Yeah. And thank you very much, Jim, for calling in.
And thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, that was nice. I love the cards so much. So, I'm until somebody else calls in, I'm going to look at Sarah Palin's three-month cycle, which is plate 86. For those of you that follow along with me when I'm doing this, wonder what I'm doing. Wait a minute. That may not be right, because that was with her birthday, which is 2/11. So actually, she's gone beyond that. 86, 87, 88 she's in now. 8/12, she went in there. So let's look at 88 and find the Ace of Spades. She's sitting in the King of Hearts house, which is John McCain. Wow. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so it's interesting because her Pluto card, which is the challenge card, is a Jack of Spades. And if you remember earlier, I said that's the card that governs the relationship between McCain and Palin. Okay, now there's two things happening here. One is that Jack of Spades relationship has catapulted her to a new height in her career, which is often what our Pluto card does. I mean, our Pluto card will play that role. That's her Pluto card in the three-month cycle she's in. She went in this cycle on August 12th. You see this unfolding here? Isn't it incredible? Now, as a challenge, this card is going to bring up deep, dark secrets, this relationship between her and McCain. It's going to bring up secrets. It's going to bring up things that haven't been dealt with. It's going to bring up things that have been sidestepped or hidden. All of that stuff in this three-month cycle is going to be brought to the surface for all to see. Now, let me look at one more thing. How long does this cycle go on? 11/11. So between now and the election, this is going to be happening. And then with her planetary ruling card, which is the Nine of Spades, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me look at the vertical card on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 of diamonds. So this is a call to bring spiritual and material values together and truth. So that's what's happening there. Now, let me look at John McCain's 3-month cycle. Oh, I think I did that before we got the call. I want to see what his challenge is, though. People waffling. Let's look what their challenges are in their yearly spreads. Sarah Palin's challenge card is a Nine of Spades, which is partially herself, and then that's going to create some endings of some sort, big time. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with her family. Wow. Now that doesn't surprise me that this would be hard on the family. And then John McCain's challenge right now is himself. Well, I have to say that's probably true for a lot of us from time to time, that we're our greatest challenge. I think he can't see what's going on. And I think it'll all come forward. So, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sharon Jeffers and the Mystic Oracle. Probably know that. And through bbsradio.com. And I want to invite you to go to my website, which I have two websites up right now. This one, starofthemagi.com, starofthemagi.com, is actually going to have a whole new look pretty soon. And if you go on there, you can find your birth card, and you can explore what the different cards mean. You can also sign up for the card of the day, which I highly recommend. I email this card out every day. This is a free service. And I send the email so that you can see the influences that are working with the day and plan accordingly. My book, Cards of Destiny, has the first part, has all the birthday delineations for each birthday, and that includes also a section on how the card is in relationships and children born of that card. And it's a beautiful book. It's a beautiful book. 10 Speed Press did a great job. It's hard cover, full color. The images inside are 18th century cards from Europe, and they're actually collector's cards. And it's a nice gift book. It's only $14.95, and a lot of people buy like 10 or 12 at a time and give them as gifts. And then my new book that's coming out, Love and Destiny, is being published by Hampton Roads, and it's going to be another gorgeous book in full color with a hardcover, and the cards inside of it are 16th century French cards, which I really love. So you can pre-order that book on my website. You can get the other book anywhere. Actually, you can pre-order Love and Destiny on Amazon now, too. We have a caller. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Okay, not bad.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
This is Arizona.
Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And are you familiar with the cards?
A little bit, not a whole lot.
What's your birthday?
It's August 29, 68.
August 29th?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were born in 1958, would that make you 50?
No, 68.
40. 68, so you're 40.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the Jack of Hearts. No, you're the Ten of Hearts. August 29th, right?
Mm-hmm.
1968. So, you're the Ten of Hearts, and you are a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're the Ten of Hearts. Ten of Diamonds.
Ten of Hearts.
Oh, so you have the same birthday as John McCain.
Yeah, but two totally different people.
Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, you know, it's like you're 30-some years younger.
Yeah, I'm honest, he's not. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, your card is very powerful. And, you know, maybe he had something happened there when he was a prisoner of war. But, you know, your Ten of Hearts is a powerful card of leadership, integrity and love and idealism. And I mean, you're a double ten. You could easily be president if you wanted to. We'd probably vote for you. Age 40 is a powerful time for you. in a couple of ways. Before I do this, though, I want to tell you what your other cards are. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the spirit card of the Ten of Hearts is the Jack of Clubs, which is, you know, on the inside, you're a genius. And it's important for you to embrace and express that part of yourself, because that's what really makes you happy.
Okay.
And then you also, this is your spirit card, your second spirit card is the Queen of Clubs, which means your intuition is always going to be your strongest and most accurate guiding intelligence. And it's highly recommended that you follow that. So your birth card is the Ten of Hearts, and your planetary ruling card is the Ten of Diamonds. And your soul card is the Five of Spades, which is the change agent. So that card represents the energy that you, the wisdom you brought into this life with you. And it's a guiding force for you to do your true work in this life, which is to be an agent of change with the people, because the Ten of Hearts represents all the people and the children.
In what ways? I don't.
Well, you carry a tremendous amount of power as a leader.
Well, yeah, I guess in some sense, but I guess we all have our own limitations to everything.
What?
We all have our own limitations, I guess.
Yes, we create them. We're masters at that. So
I guess there's a certain point.
You're. The place where you would trip yourself up is by overthinking things and perhaps doubting yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I do, but I see things in a more realistic point, too. You know, I tend not to fantasize as much, but I don't know.
What does that mean, though?
It means, like, you know, like I said, you know, I myself can only do so much. Where, I guess, if someone, like if I had $10 million in my hands and I have $5 in my hands, you know, obviously two to three.
Okay, that's your diamond. That's your Ten of Diamonds talking.
Okay.
You know.
But it's also reality, isn't it?
Diamonds rule
money. I got $10 million in my
hands. No,
it's
not a reality.
It's not,
I mean, yes,
right?
You've chosen
okay.
It as a reality.
Well, it is a reality, isn't it?
If
in
that's
our world,
how
at
you
least.
Think it is your reality.
Okay.
I mean...
Unless you know something I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm your king, darling, so listen up.
Okay.
Okay. You're a double ten. The reality is you could do anything you want to do. You just have to figure out what is it that you want to do. And the only way you're going to do that is to go inside and find your heart and your passion. And
yeah.
To get there, you're going to have to go through a wall of mental structures that you've created for yourself. And you can rearrange them.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you have a card right now sitting in your house. The Nine of Spades is sitting in your house. And this year, age 40, is governed by Uranus. This is a year when you are being asked and supported to let go of your old beliefs that don't serve you, your old concepts, your old mental structures, any way that you think or believe that doesn't serve you to live, you know, a creatively expressive, you know, life. You need to go in and clean house and let go of them. Get down into your mind and go start going through everything. Does this belief serve me? Yes or no. If you're not sure, dissect it, because you know how to do that.
Well, I've been pretty much doing that, you know.
Things aren't going to go the way you want them to right now.
Oh, I realize that. Like I said, I only have so much power. The only thing you can do is, you know, just prepare to whatever, you know, you can't prepare for.
Well, what I'm telling you, you are... being asked to do right now is to work on the inner, you know, environment of your mental realm.
Okay.
That's what you're supposed to be doing right now. Uranus breaks up all those old patterns. But if you hang on to them while it's trying to do that, you might as well just stand in front of a brick wall and smash your face into it repeatedly.
No, I'll use a, something else to break it. Sledgehammer.
Whatever. You know, it, again, it's your choice.
Right.
You don't believe that, but it's true.
Right.
Yeah, see, give me a break here. You are sitting in a really powerful spot right now to bring new ideas into form for yourself and to expand your networking and your mind, I mean, your inner and outer networking with other people, everything. But there's some belief that, you know, you need money to do something, and that is, you know, the...
Unfortunately, that's the type of crazy world we live in.
Well, but you know...
You know, it's, that's the way it's built, so a person either has to have connections to other people with sources of money, excuse me, or other things where you could actually do more. You know, you could have all the ideas in the world if you don't have the, you know, the crazy dollar, you're not going to get a whole lot far.
Is Joe really your name?
It's not my birth name.
Uh-huh. Joe, what do you do?
Right now I'm in the retail.
Uh-huh.
I was in, you know, I've done different,
so are you, do you do sales?
Yeah, a little sales and, you know, a little of this and customer service and stuff like that right now.
Uh-huh.
It's not, I know what you're going to get with that. You're probably saying, is that really what you want to do? No, not really, but, I really like to help
people.
And
do you play tennis?
What's that?
Do you play tennis?
I have, here and there, yeah.
When you play, do you play at the net?
Both.
I feel like you're right at the net with me here. Yeah, get the ball all the way over there.
It's all a strategy, you know, you get to the net, sometimes you play back, depending on your opponent. You know.
You know what, Mike? My studio guy just came on and told me I'm going over my time. I wasn't paying attention. I'm so sorry. I have
no problem.
Off the air. But thank you for calling. Explore your cards and read about them on my website. And
okay.
See
good.
If they give you some insight. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Jim and Joe for calling in. And I want to wish you all a really great week. Sorry for the abrupt ending.
Okay.
I wasn't watching the clock.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Lots of love to everybody. Bye.